This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. A recent study by ChristianaCare's Cawley Center for Translational Cancer Research at the Helen F. Graham Cancer Center and Research Institute shows some areas of Delaware have higher odds of advanced breast cancer. The research explains some of the reasons for those elevated rates and how that is shaping ChristianaCare's response. This week, Delaware Public Media's Joey Irizarry sits down with Dr. Scott Siegel, the study's lead author and director of Cancer Control and Population Sciences at ChristianaCare's Cawley Center, to discuss this research and what comes next.
Scott, you did research to pinpoint advanced breast cancer in Delaware, some of the hot spots. How did this research come about?
Sure. So we've been interested in addressing breast cancer at a state level for several years now because, unfortunately, we're at some of the top 10 lists that you don't want to be top 10 on. We have some of the higher rates of advanced breast cancer as a state, and this is particularly true for younger women. So some of our early research was really on trying to figure out where in the state do we see more of a burden of breast cancer? Do these cases happen to cluster? And so past studies showed us, yes, there are these hot spots that we've identified. This most recent study was really trying to understand, well, what's driving those hotspots? What are the factors that are contributing to them? So that, more importantly, what can be done about it to improve upon the situation?
And this research, it deals with advanced breast cancer. What is advanced breast cancer, and how does that maybe different from just breast cancer, or is there a difference?
All breast cancers, just like any cancer, receive a stage at diagnosis. And typically that's a stage 1, 2, 3, or 4, and there's subdivisions. So you might have stage 2A or 2B, for example. The higher the stage, typically the larger the cancer or the more aggressive it's likely to be. The stage of the cancer is very strongly correlated with outcomes. It's important to detect cancer at an early stage. That's why there's so much focus on screening and raising awareness and early detection campaigns. For this research, we defined advanced stage as stage 2A or up, and that's based off of a recommendation from research conducted by the National Cancer Institute.
As for the research, what did it show on advanced breast cancer and why certain areas of the state face higher odds? How does that work?
So in our prior study, we found two advanced breast cancer hotspots. One was in the northeast part of Wilmington, the city, and the other one was in Middletown. The one in Middletown was specifically among younger women, women under 50, whereas the hotspot in Wilmington was for all ages. What this study showed is that there's really two factors that seem to drive those hotspots. The first is rates of screening. Areas where you see lower rates of screening mammography, you are more likely to see advanced breast cancer. It just follows that if screening is meant to catch a cancer at an earlier stage and people are less likely to get screening, you have a greater odds of detecting it at a later stage. But what we also found is the tumor biology is important. Breast cancer is actually a bit of an oversimplification for what are multiple types of breast cancer. And so the more aggressive subtypes also seem to cluster. So where you have areas where you see a higher rate of those more aggressive breast cancer subtypes, such as triple negative breast cancer, and at the same time, areas with lower rates of screening, those are the areas where you're more likely to see an advanced breast cancer hotspot.
So now, like, when people hear this, they might think, oh my God, I have to move. I have to get out of this area. And, you know, because it could be because there's a power plant or something, you know, that might, but mm-hmm. This isn't one of those cases though, right? You said about Middletown, especially, it just maybe not as much screening early on, right?
So from a screening standpoint, we do know that where you live sometimes is correlated with your likelihood of getting screening. We know that there's differences in socioeconomic status, access to healthcare. So certain communities have less healthcare access. And so those are the same communities you see lower rates of screening. All else held equal, places that have lower screening rates, you're going to see more advanced breast cancer. So moving doesn't necessarily solve anything unless, you know, you're actually increasing your access to screening. On the other hand, the type of subtype of breast cancer can be related to what we call exposures. Those could be the things, behavioral exposures, environmental exposures. It could be what you eat, how much exercise you get, but it could also be other environmental factors that are increasingly getting researched, such as air quality, water quality. We don't have any specific evidence in the study that says it's those environmental exposures that are increasing the risk, but we do know things like metabolic health, obesity, type 2 diabetes, whether you drink a lot of alcohol, if you had a baby and breastfed or didn't, those are all things that may contribute to your risk of more aggressive tumor biology. So the best thing an individual can do is certainly get your screening, but pay attention to what risk factors there are and the things that you can modify, try to improve upon.
How does knowing that there are certain areas that can be hot spots for advanced breast cancer help with your response in treatment and prevention? Essentially, how do you take the data and then turn it into medical care?
That's a great question and really our primary focus. So what we're doing in one of those hotspots right now is we have a community health worker embedded in the community. So this is someone who is there to provide education, help people overcome whatever barriers they have to healthcare, answer questions if they have an insurance issue, if they have a transportation or a childcare issue, whatever's getting in the way of them getting screened, this community health worker is really in there working to overcome those barriers so that women get their mammography. We're also there to share information about risk factors and connect them to other resources. So if you have a hard time accessing a secure supply of food or housing, you know, these are things that the community health worker can connect you to other resources and help you address those needs, which may actually also reduce those risk factors we were just talking about.
Moving forward here, what's the next step? What, how do you turn these, especially here in Delaware, these two particular hot spots, and you turn them around and where they're not hot spots in the future?
Right. So the first effort is in that Wilmington hot spot. Our goal, simply stated, is to turn it from hot to cold. We don't want it to be a hot spot. We think by increasing screening, by addressing those risk factors, we can reduce the rates of advanced breast cancer. Assuming we're successful, then the goal is to scale that to other hotspots. Middletown would be certainly on the list. In addition, everything we focused on so far has been in New Castle County, but we're currently working with the state and the state cancer registry to analyze data for Kent and Sussex as well. And we expect to have results out this fall that talk about the priority communities in those counties that we would also want to focus on. And this is going to be a collaborative effort across health systems, across community organizations, working with the state government, with policymakers to really reach everybody. And I just want to call to memory, not everybody necessarily is aware of this, but about a decade ago, the state of Delaware, acting through the Delaware Cancer Consortium, was able to make tremendous inroads on reducing the burden of colorectal cancer with a similar approach. What we're trying to do is repeat that success, but now for breast cancer.
And you can also use maybe some of these practices, and even without researching those areas, just to use them in some spots so they don't become hot spots in the future, right? I mean, is that also part of this, or is it a research-based topic where you want to do the research first and then go attack the area?
It's intervention research. So the way we look at it is we don't want to just study this for the sake of studying it, but we also don't want to act aimlessly, because what we want to do is we know that there are a finite set of resources we can allocate to this. We really want to maximize our bang for the buck. So that's why the overall approach we're using is what's called a precision health approach. And by precision, it means we're going to put the resources where we think we can make the biggest impact. So yes, we need to study it a little bit to know where to act. We can't put a community health worker in every neighborhood, for example, but if we put them in a half a dozen or 10 neighborhoods and they make a huge impact and it has an outsized result for the state, then that was worth probably the 6 months or the year it took to understand where to focus.
How can we take what we've learned here in Delaware through this research nationally and help around the country?
That's another reason why we like to do the research, is because when we publish, we're disseminating what we're learning. All the methods we're using to identify these communities, which are pretty novel approaches for this work, now others can see, they can use their own state data, they can do similar analyses, whether it's Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland. They all have cancer registries for their state, and they can look, where do we have problems? Now, it may not be breast cancer, You know, they may have a different cancer, but you can use the same methods. And then you can think about, well, what's modifiable? How do we improve early detection? What are the risk factors? What are the best ways to reach those high priority communities? So it's certainly our hope, like we did with colorectal, for Delaware to lead the country on how to address breast cancer.
And no matter the cancer, no matter the area, always just be on top of your safety, your health, right? And take those precautions before it happens, right?
Right. An ounce of prevention goes a long way in cancer, like it does in other health conditions. So absolutely.
Thanks to Dr. Scott Siegel, Director of Cancer Control and Population Sciences at Christiana Cares Cawley Center, and our Joey Rizzeri for joining us on The Green this week. Up next, Arts Playlist, where we meet the new Managing Director at the Delaware Theater Company. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.